song you're hearing is Hard to Tell by Boo Ray and Lily Winwood, off of a vinyl record pressed by Kindercore Vinyl, located here in Athens. That's right, a vinyl record, played on a turntable. So while many of us might put listening to music on a record player, in the same category as getting our news from a printed newspaper, some argue that such vintage methods provide a more rich, full experience that you simply cannot obtain from a digital version. To find out more, we spoke with Dan Geller and Ryan Lewis, owners of Kindercore Vinyl. Dan is a biological biochemical engineer, so he was able to provide the science to support why records emit such a superior sound.
When you're playing a vinyl record, you're getting a continuous signal. When you're breaking it down into any digital format, it's zeros and ones, and that signal is not continuous. You know, it may have super high resolution, the zeros and ones may be smushed together really tight, but when you're cutting a record, it is one continuous signal. You're not lifting the needle up in between each, you know, micro piece of the music. You're really hearing the whole song. So in my opinion, there's nothing lost when you're making a recording using vinyl, right? And when you do it digitally, no matter how high res your digital recording is, you're still going to have gaps in the music.
Sounds sort of complicated, right? But let's say, for the sake of argument, the sound difference really is significant. Is this enough to account for a reported 1,000% increase in record sales over the last 13 years? Yeah, according to Statista.com, that meant over 14 million were sold in 2017 alone. Certainly, the idea of actually owning something you can hold and even give as a gift plays a part as well. With such a growing interest, it got us to thinking about the process of actually making a record. As the only record-pressing plant in Georgia, and only one of five in the entire Southeast, it probably goes without saying that the folks at Kindercore stay pretty busy. But that didn't stop Ryan and his crew from showing us how it all works.
From the music that we get, we send it to a studio, and they take it and cut it to a lacquer disc. It's a nickel plate, so it's like black in color like a record would be. And then they take a lathe, which is basically a reverse needle. Instead of playing the music, it's cutting the music. And that goes in and cuts the grooves into the record. And they take it to the electroplating shop, and it is sprayed with liquid silver, which then hardens on it, and they take that and put it in a chemical bath that has an electrical current running through it and a bag of nickel balls at the bottom of it. And the nickel, when the electricity goes through it, the nickel sucks onto the silver, and you wind up with the original lacquer with a layer of silver and a layer of nickel. You take that off and you peel the nickel layer away, and then you take it and machine it, and then it's a stamper that is basically a reverse of the record. So that instead of grooves, they go up instead of going in. And so then they send us those. We've got one for the A side and one for the B side, and they go on the molds on our records, and that's where the actual vinyl is, the music is pressed into the vinyl.
So with so many intricacies involved in creating the product, what led Ryan and Dan to ever get involved in the first place? And why keep it here in Athens?
Well, I moved to Athens in 93 to go to UGA, and Dan Geller and I met. He asked me to join the band that he was in, Kincaid, and then we went to put out a record, or make our own record, and we decided that it would seem more legit if we made up the name of a record label and pretended like it was actually on a real record label. So Dan made up the name Kindercore. Ever since the beginning, it's been central to us to be from Athens. We were really proud of it. We were really proud of the creative community that was here. You know, that's why it's actually even in our logo now, the name. And we try and put that forefront on everything we do.
Vinyl's popularity is heading towards the heights it saw a generation ago as the younger population rediscovers a more immersive process of enjoying music and continues to invest in this timeless tradition.
When kids experience it, they love it. They're like, oh, this is what music's supposed to feel like. You know, this is why my dad was so crazy about all those records he had in his closet or something like that. So.
For WUGA and Grady College, this is Jessica Wurst. Special thanks to Marquise Chester for his contributions to this story.